Right. I reckon it's just about time to rock and roll. Right, got that, check, got that, check, got that massive delayed echo in my ear, check, beautiful. Hello, welcome back. No, hang on, we need a bit of this. Yeah, hang on, the clock's ticking, it's 11:03, got 15 minutes. So, hello, welcome back to another bout of We Don't Know What The Title Is Yet, and we're liking it. Maybe we could call it 15 minutes. We do know it is, the world's news, rounded up in a weekly bundle of trivialomatic nonsense, draped in world events with historically social irregularities to grease the banter, with all kinds of capers from world news. We've had crazy rock and roll capers, we've had fool's gold, we've had, that's fool's gold in English, we've had that animal news, have we had that? Yeah, our story, we're having our story and number crunching and have we had Tales from the Dark Side? I don't know. I'll tell you what though, we'll just get on with it, shall we? Right, indeed. I'll tell you what we're getting on with as well. That these are just things that are really getting on my nose, up my goat, and around my wick this week. And there's lots. So pay attention. Yeah, simply lots this week. Starting with tall, skinny people who are fit and don't drink. Not because they're tall and skinny. They could say the same about short, fat, hairy blokes. But at least they drink and do not possess a self-righteousness. I'm fit and healthy and run triathlons and going to live longer than you because my body is a temple. Shiteness about them. Then, there's also people who feel sorry for other people and show it in public. That really grounds me, grates me, grates me. Which only goes towards patronising the person who didn't feel ridiculed in the first place, but only showed the weakness of the person that thought that the other person was just like them and would therefore probably be offended. You with me? Probably not. It doesn't matter. I'll tell you what else is getting up me winkle. What about rubbish drivers, especially those who can't see over the wheel of a Toyota Fortuner and forever ride over the curb at a roundabout? Gits. And don't get me started on folk who say garbage instead of rubbish. It's rubbish, you blooming oxymorons. And the thing that's really peeing me off is the one about goats, which I've completely forgotten about because I'm so niffed off and naffed off about all the others. Oh, I tell you what, Evian water. Evian tastes like they're all absolutely bad. Well, that was a long one, wasn't it? I tell you what, though. Things that are just sweet love. And, that's Pomelo. We're going to take the edge off things with a little bit of Aka Daka Back in Black. The best thing about this track, not just because it's absolutely awesome, in 1980 it came out as the album Back in Black. It dedicated to Bon Scott, who died aged 33 in February 1980, a few months before its release. And not just because it was a best-selling rock album of all time, mate, selling a whopping 49 million worldwide, third only to Michael Jackson's Thriller and Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Do I need to say any more? Not because of that, but because Daughter number two. There's no preference here. It just happens to be number two. But she's getting into it. She's got a gymnastics routine, and she's playing, not Back in Black, but Thunderstruck. And every time we get in the car, she plays it, and we play it full pelt loudness that it can possibly go. The doors vibrate. It's brilliant. She loves it. I love it. We love it. But this is Back in Black, and it's not Thunderstruck. But alas, and poorly, we only have... Oh, we've only got 6 minutes left. We better crack on. Sorry, Acker, Dacker, Back in Blackness, Back in Your Box. We've got our story to get through.
Shall I tell you about my life?
Aye, go on then. This is our story, sent in from a David Allen from Ireland. You might know him, might have heard of him. Yeah, that one. He says, Mary Clancy goes up to Father O'Grady after Sunday morning sermon. She's in tears. He says, so what's bothering you, Mary, my dear? She said, oh, Father, I've got terrible news. My husband passed away last night. Oh, says the priest, that's terrible. Tell me, Mary, did he have any last requests? Yes, she says, that he did, Father. What was it, Mary, what was it? The priest asks. She says, he said, please, Mary, put down that damn gun. Look, we've got some number crunching coming up. We're getting really miffed. I've got some real good. This one don't work. I can't find my number crunching soundbite to go with it. It doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't really matter. We'll just get on with it. I can tell you, though, on the crunching of the numbers, a top British porn star has insured his landing probe for a staggering $1 million. Although the down party says, if anything does happen, the money gets paid out to Frank Lipari, my boss. On the upside, there is a one in a million British woman who's got two vaginas. She's also been offered $1 million to appear in a porn film. Do we need to go on with that? Oh, I've got a tune that I didn't load up for this. It was Black Magic Woman from Fleetwood Mac, who we just heard with a little bit of Fleetwood Mac with the original Peter Green, obviously, with Our Story. And Peter Green starring in the original Fleetwood Mac Black Magic Woman, which he wrote back in 1968, is an absolute belter, a cracker. People kind of associate it mostly with a moose from Canada, and sometimes with Santana, the arrangement they made about 2 years later. But I don't feel that I should probably tell you that anymore, because I can't find the record, so we won't play it, and I'll just crack on with this. Right, we've got 3 minutes. Be quick, Do I want to tell you about Andrew Brown, who rode across the Atlantic in record-breaking time? 26-year-old took 40 days to row 2,936 miles from Tenerife, lovely, to Barbados. Oh yeah, man! In a 19-foot boat, beating Frenchman Emmanuel Quandra's record back in 2004. Beat it by I don't know what, but he said at the end of it, he said, "I don't think I ever felt like I ever wanted to give up, but a couple of times I felt really quite scared, and I wasn't quite sure if I was racing or just trying to survive, but mostly I just felt really, really tired." There's a theme going on here, because Felicity Aston, she's a meteorologist. What that's got to do with it, I don't know. But she became the first person to ski solo across Antarctica, reaching Hercules Inlet. She's 34, just in case you wanted to know. Did it in 59 days. Pulled two sledges at about 85 kg, whilst enduring temperatures of minus 22. And got down to the last few days with a broken lighter and just 46 matches to light her stove. Felicity from Burchington on Sea just said, "Oh God, I'm so cold. I'm so tired as well." I don't know what's the matter with these whippersnappers. Laura Decker, on the other hand, she became the youngest person to sail the world aged just 16. She covered 27,000 miles in a 38-foot boat called Guppy. That's pretty good going, isn't it? She said, "There were moments when I was just thinking, what the hell am I doing here? But I never wanted to stop. It was my dream. But I was just so..." If she says it, I'm going to do one. Okay, let's just change the subject very quickly and tell you this and go out with a bit of Nirvana. You okay with that? Good. Because it's all relative. Sort of. Bonnie and Clyde's guns went up for auction this week and fetched $210,000, mate, in a Kansas City. And there's only one Kansas City. It's in Kansas, mate. What were they? Well, it was a 45 caliber, a fully automatic Thompson machine gun, and an 1897 Winchester 12 gauge shotgun. You get where I'm coming from? Is it true? Was he? It wasn't. If you get my drift, it's all come to light now, isn't it? Is it in the Epstein files? I don't know, but Nirvana didn't do it to himself. Anyway, that's all we've got time for, and that is not mentioning once Dude Talk, not mentioning once Durban's Bread, and not mentioning once Tales from the Hip, Mexico edition. But I will mention this. Thanks for listening. Till next week, keep it turning, keep it real, keep it Radio Primco. .com. Ta-da.
Radio Primco.